ABC Radio Australia.
Samoa NRL have invited an Indigenous women's rugby league team from Australia to visit the Pacific Nation to play rugby league and exchange cultural ties. The Murray Gummers, a team of First Nations women and girls, have been making strides in the world of grassroots rugby league, and this trip to Samoa will be their first time to compete internationally. Shani Higgity is the team manager of the Murray Gummers and spoke with our reporter Jordan Fennell.
We're taking two teams, a team of an under-17s team and a women's team. So there's 34 players, and then the rest that make up the 45 are cultural advisors. So we're taking, you know, obviously our coaches and a team of cultural advisors. So we've got some family members that have joined us from my husband's family in traveling from New Zealand to meet the girls in Brisbane, then fly with us as a team to Samoa as cultural advisors. So we've got, you know, the support for language, for cultural protocols, for them to have the confidence to, when they're in Samoa, that we're doing the right thing. The girls, you know, we've got interpreters and people to advise, you know, and just language interpreters as well as cultural interpreters. So as well as our own cultural advisors from Australia. So we've got a Torres Strait Islander elder as well as an Aboriginal elder. And some, I guess you would say, definitely cultural advisors, but musicians as well, so we can share culture when we get there, dancers and, you know, Yidaki players, so that we can share some of our culture while we're there.
Obviously, while you're there, you'll be playing rugby league games, but this tour also has a cultural knowledge sharing component. What is that going to look like?
Yeah, it's going to be a massive immersion for the girls. Some of these girls are coming from communities that are extremely rich in culture. Others, you know, are, I would say, more urbanized. So the lack of culture for some of these girls is going to be a culture shock as well, both our own First Nations culture and Samoan culture. So we've got girls that are coming from, like I said, all over Queensland. We've got girls that are coming from the Northern Territory in Katherine. We've got girls that are coming from Western Australia, girls that are coming up from, you know, down south in New South Wales. So all different cultures that they're going to share. So all of these girls are bringing their own individual songs, stories, dances, experiences that they're going to share with each other and when we get to Samoa. And I'm looking forward, you know, we're going to be in Samoa when Tewila Festival is on. So it's going to be a massive opportunity for the girls to get out, you know, every night and just experience culture firsthand, but then also go into the villages, go into the schools and exchange culture that way. So not just footy skills, but the complete immersion into villages and having conversations and just sharing story.
I understand one of the important aspects of this is for the Murray Gummers girls to learn about the relationship between Samoa and cultural responsibility. Why is that so important for the team?
There's a massive gap in this country for the appreciation of culture. And so a lot of our girls come from communities where their culture isn't celebrated. You know, they're not as proud as what they should be around being a part of, you know, the oldest continuing culture in the world. We don't have that, and that's probably a very broad and general statement, but we don't have that overwhelming sense of pride for who we are. So it's so important for these young women to grow up with that and see that in action. And I think, you know, you talk about the Pacifica communities, you talk about Samoan people, and the thing that comes to mind, or, you know, your front vision is the pride in where they come from and who they are and in their cultural practices. So for the girls to see that firsthand and to see the beauty in culture, I think is going to be an extremely powerful experience, and we hope that they bring that back into their own lives and communities.
And then just on the rugby league front, in terms of what's happening, what will the girls be seeing? Will it be just some games? Will it be training with women's teams in Samoa? Yeah. What does that look like?
We've got three games. So we'll play two games in Apia, and then one game the girls will go over and play in Savai'i. So we've been invited over to play in Savai'i by the women's and the women's and under-18s team there. So each of the girls will play three games each. So each of the teams will play three games. We will then go into schools and do, like those kind of skills workshop, training drills, interactions with the high schools and the primary schools, and just, you know, share whatever we're sharing, whether it be, you know, training drills or then sitting down and having conversations and sharing food and sharing those stories. The relationship has been there for thousands of years. You know, outside of rugby league, there's always been that Pacifica relationship. But for our girls to see it firsthand and to be there and to have that documented and then share that with the wider audiences will be extremely powerful.
Finally, so yeah, you've still got a few months to be working on this and everything. What are you and the team most looking forward to from this trip?
I think it's just going to be what we can bring back. You know, there's going to be some incredible experiences for the girls overseas. The sharing of cultures is something that I'm looking forward to. You know, obviously my kids are Aboriginal Samoan kids, so they get to live in the best of both worlds, building their cultural capabilities and experiences is going to be something that I'm really excited about. And seeing our other girls grow in themselves and hopefully come home and share that with their families and communities is going to be something that I think will leave a really long-lasting impact on these kids.